Okay, so we are going to do what I talked about last week. I decided to break this lesson number 81 into two parts, so we'll call this part two today. I think today's the 13th of June, 2018. So let's get started. So you all are lying on your backs, and as we usually do, begin to check in with yourself, drawing attention today, noticing how you're making contact on the floor. So what does that mean? That means how are you resting on the floor, and that means there's going to be parts of you that are touching the floor, and then you notice there's parts that are not quite touching the floor. Is it Eileen or Irene?
Eileen.
Because Eileen, this is your first time, right?
Yes.
So we utilize these first couple minutes for you to begin to become really aware of yourself and noticing, as I mentioned, what parts of you are touching, what parts of you aren't touching, and then that can lead you into other observations about yourself, such as noticing if parts of yourself are sore, tightness, tension, so seeing if you notice anything like that, if one shoulder is higher than the other shoulder, one leg feels longer than the other. And then begin to notice the space behind your legs, like we did last week, behind your knees, thighs. And so what we talked about last week is that when your hips are tight, right, your knees are more bent. And there's more space behind the knees and the backside of the legs. So as your hips and lower back become freer, the legs rest longer. And then noticing your spine, and that we have two curves in our spine, one in the lower back and one in the cervical spine. And just noticing those two curves and if there's any tension. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head this morning. Again, if there's any tension, or maybe just it's smoother rolling your head to one side over the other side. Good. Okay. So what we started with last week, and we'll start with again this week, just to draw your attention to your abdominal, your core area, is we began in this position with you just lifting your head to feel the engagement of your core. So you lift as if to look down towards your feet. That's it, Eileen. And the moment that you lift your head, you should feel the area from your belly button down to your pubic bone contracting. That's it. So you lift and you feel the contraction and lower back down. And hopefully after just working with this last week, it's getting more familiar. That's it. Okay, and then let that go and rest. And then from here, I'm gonna have you stay on your back for a little bit, and we're gonna bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and you're gonna bring your right foot ankle to rest on the right knee area. Right, there you go. So, you know, left thigh area. So your the other way, Leah. Right leg on left thigh. And you're going to reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the right foot. And you're going to place your right hand underneath your head. Okay? And right now, your hand is just supporting your head. We're not going to involve it yet. So really reach down with the left hand so that you can come underneath your foot, your thumb, and your fingers. And then you're going to start to do a movement of starting to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling and bring it back down. Just start with that. So think of lifting the foot up. Beautiful. And now, at the same time, you're going to add in the lifting of your head. So you're going to lift your head. You're going to lift your right foot. That's it. Beautiful. And then we're just going to pause for a moment, and you're going to bring out your right hand, and you're going to bring it behind the left, or the right knee, sorry. And you're going to support that knee, and now you're going to lengthen once again your right foot up and bend it back down. Without your head. Excellent. Now, bringing the foot again to pause back on the left thigh, you're now going to bring the right leg in towards your chest. So I want you to think now of keeping the ankle and the knee. So Eileen, I want it to be parallel, the opposite of what you're doing. Oh. Right. So think of pulling the knee and the foot up so that your lower leg, lower right leg, is parallel to your face. And to help things, you can let your left knee come along for the ride, so let your left leg come up too. There you go. That's it. So when the left leg comes up, it kind of helps this right leg. You bring the right foot, nice Marlene, and the right knee and right foot are parallel. And you're bringing them all into the chest, and you should feel the core. Good. Okay. Slowly let that go, straighten your legs, rest, and let's just see how that right hip is feeling, that right leg is feeling. Okay, so let's bend your knees, and let's work with the left leg. So bring your left ankle below the right knee, that's it. And then you're going to bring your right hand down to get hold of the left foot from around the bottom. There you go. So your right hand. Oops. Your left hand goes behind your head, and it's just going to rest for right now. And you're just going to start by getting familiar, lifting the leg. And Lynn, can you put your thumb with your other finger? Yeah. So you're kind of holding on like an ape. You want your thumb with your other fingers. And you're lengthening your left leg to the ceiling and bending it back down. Then you're going to add in the lifting of your head at the same time, which involves your core, rounding your spine. Good. Now, Let the head go and bring your left hand to the back side of the knee. That's it. And now you're going to bring your leg into your chest. Let the right leg come up as well, following. And you really want to bring that left ankle and knee to be parallel. Yeah, and so maybe, so if this is really hard for some of you with the ankle, come underneath your lower leg before the ankle so you're not torquing your ankle, right? If there's, so Bonnie, you're kind of having the same trouble. So if there's too much, that's a lot of bend, come under here. Okay, and thumb with your other, yeah. And then think of, so some of you might want to almost think of pushing your knee out as you pull the ankle, nice Eileen, the ankle in, right? So think of, so remember this wants to be parallel. So Leah, I want you to really think of, no, you were good here. Thumb always with, I know you like to separate. And then this hand, push this out. See, I want this parallel, right? I don't know if I could, there we go. That's it. And then utilize the right leg coming up because that helps, right? That's better. Excellent. Okay. And then let's let that go and rest. And let's see how that left hip feels. And now, just a couple times, I'd like you to go back to the lifting of your head, looking down towards your feet, and let's see if your core is engaged quite a bit more. And it's easier and lighter to lift your head. Right? Corinne, how are we doing? Good. Okay. Pause again and take a rest. Okay, so then we're going to come up to sitting, and you're going to start sitting with your legs long like last week. Spread apart, and the knees relaxed, right? Your hands somewhat comfortable next to you, but remember we're not leaning back here. And we're just going to begin to bend the right leg up, and I'm going to have you alternate, and then the left leg. Right? Just feeling how you bend each leg up. And then we did a little bit of lifting. So you're going to bend and lift. Excellent. Okay, now we're going to bring the arms forward and we're going to work with your right leg. So we're going to bring the right leg in. Okay, and maybe let's start on the outside as well of the right knee with the right hand. Left hand under the left foot. And bringing this right leg up, making some circles on your pelvis. Make sure again with your left leg, right? This left leg is relaxed. So your knee, it's okay if the leg is straight, but there's no locking out, right? And more you want to think about your lower leg getting parallel. Right, so try to avoid bringing the knee too much in right now. Think more about bringing your foot up, right? Because we're gonna be washing our face with our foot, not our knee. Eileen's like, really? Is that what I came to do today?
Yeah, let's wash my feet first.
Right? And no, if anybody's feet are as bad as mine. Excellent. So change the direction. And then maybe even bring your right hand underneath, however you want, to get a hold of this ankle foot area. Okay? And what I do want you to avoid is pulling too much like this. So you're getting hold of kind of the lower leg and really bringing it towards your chest. And then I want you to bring your chest, and again, just let your knee be out to the side, your chest towards the foot. So you're going to bring it up and you really feel this on the back side. Yes? hamstring, glutes. Okay, so now from here, we're going to bring your right leg down. And again, let's have both hands hold on to your right foot. And you're going to lengthen your foot away from you and let the upper body follow in your arms. And then bend back in and then move away. Excellent. Now we're going to see how well we do with taking your right arm. We did this last week and sliding it underneath. So your elbow, that's where you bend. And then, you know, I'd like you to do the same kind of position. So basically your hands are free, right? So again, we're bringing this lower right leg closer and closer to your chest. And we're making a circle, right? So your hands are free, and you really have got your right lower leg in, what do we call this? The cradling? We're cradling in the elbows, right? Both elbows. So you make circles one way, and then you can change the direction. Make sure you're breathing. Oh, I know, right? It's easy to hold our breath. Okay, so then, just a little more before we rest, we're going to bring all this down so that now your forearms are on the floor. And again, really allow your left leg to adapt. Okay, so whatever you need to do. Okay? And then you're going to slide your arms as far forward as you can. And then slide back. So it's just a small movement of lengthening yourself a little bit forward on the floor and thinking now of lowering your nose as close as possible to your right lower leg. And you're going to move your nose and mouth from the right foot all the way to the right knee. So from your elbows to your hands are down, the lower leg is still where the elbows are, resting on the floor, and you're sliding your nose and mouth left and right. Excellent. And then you come back up, and we're going to see if we can get a little closer. So maybe we can wash our face with our hands while cradling our legs. So caress as much as your face that you can.
I'm waving at my face.
Right?
Well, I can touch it. Though.
You guys can touch it.
Yeah. That is screaming.
I know, right? The butt. Isn't it? But so what's so great about this lesson is you distract. When your hands are touching your face, your brain isn't thinking so much what's happening down there. Okay, let it go. Take a nice rest on your back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're cramping?
Yeah.
You guys are doing fabulous. Ay, ay, ay. So, yeah, now we'll take a nice rest to let this quiet down. When you get such a nice stretch, it also makes things a little bit fatigued for a moment, right? So, okay, let's come back up, and we're going to bend the left leg in, and we're going to start with your left hand on the outside of your left knee, your right hand underneath your foot. So again, I want you to be real careful you're not pulling too much on the foot, So, you know, you can get a hold of part of your ankle and shin. Okay, so this is my, we all have one side tighter. So we just go a little more carefully, a little more cautious. Don't push it. So just start by making the circle one way, the other way. You know, it's like you kind of start stretching out that glute muscle, butt muscles. That's it. And then let's bring it down to the floor. Let's take both hands to your left foot and slide it out, lengthening your upper body forward and then sliding back in. Really getting those ribs to open up. Lowering your face towards the floor in front of you and then coming back up. Nice. Good. And now let's see if we can introduce our left forearm, elbow, underneath, right, the left calf area, right? And we can still use our hand at this point. And we're bringing that lower leg up closer to our chest. Our chest closer. Just take your time. Start to make circles. Go one direction, then the other. Excellent. Okay, now let's introduce your right arm. So this is quite a bit harder for me. And I'm going to go down to the floor now. And then come back up. And then go back down. And then a reminder to breathe. And then see if you can come down, bringing the forearms down. And start to bring your nose and mouth from the left foot over to the left knee. And then see if we can lift up again, getting this left foot a little bit closer, cradling both hands up. Maybe we can start to touch our cheeks and our nose and our chin, wiggling our fingers.
Aha, you found your easier side. My better side.
Excellent. Breathe. Okay. Let it go. I know. Whew. And rest. Let's take a nice long rest. Probably feeling places in your glutes that you didn't even know existed. Yes, it's hopefully getting a little bit more even, right? Or if not fully even. So from here, you're going to stay on your back, and we're going to bend both knees into your chest, and then you're going to get a hold of both feet from the outside, and you're going to bend your feet down. And then you're going to straighten them up. And you're going to start to take your feet over your head, lifting your butt up. So you're gonna fold your feet down really wide with your knees, and then lifting your legs up as if to touch the floor above your head. And then you fold back down, nice and wide, soles of your feet together. Your hands are on the top, over the top. And again, have your thumbs with the rest of your fingers lengthening up, straightening, touching the floor above you. So you can rock in the beginning if you need to, but it really is a matter of getting your butt up. Then you bend back wide. So is anybody else, let's see, having a hard time getting their butts up? There you go, Marlene. There you go, Lynn. Okay, let that go, rest. We'll try a little different version. So this time, bend your knees and bring your knees up over your chest, and I'm going to let you use your hands to help get your pelvis up. So you can kind of fling your legs up and then bring your hands underneath your pelvis. And now what I want you to do is dangle your knees towards your ears. And the more that you can get your butt to the ceiling, the closer the knees come to the floor by your ears. Let the lower legs just be relaxed. The lower feet are kind of touching because your knees are wider by your ears and shoulders. And then slowly thinking one vertebra at a time, lowering one vertebra at a time, going through your back to pause. I want you to get a hold of your feet again and then lengthen them up and see if that made it a little easier to take your feet over. That's it. And now one more time, bring your hands under your pelvis, because that really helps. And really get up onto your shoulders, and your neck really flattens out. And dangle those knees to touch your shoulders, earlobes. And again, one vertebra at a time. You slowly bring yourself back down, and then the lower back touches the pelvis, bring your legs to standing, and then straighten out your legs to rest. Okay, so from here, we're going to come back up to sitting. We're going to bring that right foot in. We're going to scoop under again. We're going to see how we're doing with this. Remember, the left leg is relaxed, and really bringing that right leg as close to your chest as possible. You should call this washing your face with both of your hands, right? Once that they're underneath your right leg, trying to touch your eyebrows, your ears. Making circles, and then you see if you can bring the whole thing down, bring your elbows down, and then come back up. So take your elbows just a touch, come back up, really get the back of that leg. Excellent. Now, let's let it go and rest on your back. Okay, let's come up again. Stay with the right leg. So, let's see if you can bring your right arm underneath and then the left hand back to your foot, right? Because we're going to hold the foot and we're going to think about washing your face now with your right foot. So you're using your right elbow to support around where the lower leg and knee is, and your left hand is holding the foot. It's like you're making a circle. Maybe you can touch the top of your head now with your right foot. If you can bring your right foot to your head, keep them there, and then you can make a circle. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. Let's bend the left leg in. Start with the left arm under the, you know, the lower leg, and then the right arm getting that ankle part. Stretching it out again, making circles, lowering just so the elbows touch the floor and coming back up. Then seeing if you can touch your face with both hands, your nose, top of your head, your ears, your chin. Good. Take a little break. Let's rest again on your back. Okay, come on up, let's get a hold of once again this left foot, left leg, and if you can, bring both hands to the left foot. Bring your nose and your mouth. See if you can even start to introduce holding the left foot and ankle. And again, don't pull too hard on the ankle, the foot. So you're really, your left forearm is really supporting underneath the shin. And you're bringing that left foot to the top of your head, to your nose. The knee is out to the side. And breathe, right? It's so easy for your breath and breathing to stop. Beautiful, you guys. Okay. Let it go. Rest on your backs. You know, the other thing that's really lovely about this lesson, and it's kind of hidden in there, is the upper back and the shoulders are really getting widened. So as you're lying there, just notice now the contact that you're making with your shoulder blades and upper back. And then let's have you bend your knees again, bring your feet up to stand, and then bring your knees into your chest. Let's bring your hands under your pelvis again. Start to bring your knees way up to dangle near your shoulder blades. That's it. Or shoulders, I should say. And then you can kind of alternate. See if you can tap the floor now with the right knee and then the left knee, right? That's okay, you can skip it. Excellent. That's it, and then slowly, as we did before, slowly let yourself come back. One vertebra at a time. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Till your pelvis touches, and then lengthen your legs again to rest. Okay, let's come up one more time. Legs are long and soft. And let's bend them both in. You're going to get a hold of your right kind of toes with the right hand. Left hand, toes left hand. Slide both legs out. Bring your head forward in between your legs. Your elbows widen over the outside of the legs. Come back up again. And then lift a little bit. And slide and lengthen. Come back in. And with the knees wide, lift. Lower. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. Really lower that head down. Let your elbows be wider than your shins. Even let your arms, upper arms, rest on the legs. Come back up. And again, lift each time a little higher. And using your kind of elbows, you're going to start to push your lower legs and your knees out. Right? So you're like a frog. Back to the ground. Lengthen out away from you. See if your nose is getting closer and closer to the floor. Bring the feet up, lift, and then use those elbows to push your knees wide.
I think it's interesting is my feet are about 2 inches left of center. I can't get them.
Over the center, one hip. Okay, rest. Let's come back down. Okay, one more time. Let's get a hold of your right foot with both arms, however you want. So we've done underneath, however you want. And let's just see now if you can bring your right nose. Sorry, your right nose. Let's hope there's only one nose. Your right toe to your nose, to your top of your head. You don't really need to kiss. See if you can touch your cheeks. Right? So much better. Okay. Oh, let that leg rest. Let's get the left leg. Right? So however, we did a variety of holding, whatever works for you. But just let's see now if your left big toe can touch your nose, your head. A lot closer.
Oh, I got it to my forehead.
Yay! Okay, let that all go. Let's rest on your backs. I know. So just really take a moment to rest and examine now how you're lying there on the floor, how your shoulder blades feel, your upper back, mid back, lower back, how your pelvis is resting, how your legs are lying on the floor, taking in the back of your legs, the space behind the legs. Notice your breath and your breathing. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Okay, so we're just going to do another minute or two in standing. So roll to your side, come to sitting, and come to standing. And let's see, make sure you get your watch, Marlene. I don't want anybody to crunch it. So feel just what it feels like. And so one of the things that Marlene brought up, a good point, like she didn't feel centered with how her feet were and stuff, but now that you're up standing, right, we've been paying attention to this, is just feel if perhaps now you feel a lot more centered over both feet. So just feel how the weight is on your feet, where you sense your hip joints are, right? So if one side is really tight, right, we're kind of, right, Marlene? We could be like laterally shifted over to one side. So so doing all this stretching and opening these butt and glute muscles centers back into that, the hip joint area. Okay, so and you may feel a little wider than usual, right? Because when things get tighter, we get like almost squeezed in more narrow, and we're sitting with our legs crossed and stuff. So all this is like opening these glutes. Like you almost feel like you're wider in there. Does that make sense? And your base is wider. You're not standing your feet so close together, or sometimes we're turned like this, but it's actually the base is a little wider. Good. How are we doing? And how about the neck and shoulders? Right? So this is also opening up that area. Okay. Wonderful. So we'll do, I'm not sure what we're doing next week, but I broke this one. I thought it was just really good to kind of get in there deep, but I'm going to kind of give us a little something different with the upper back maybe next week, and then come back and, you know, weave some things in. But I don't want to do too much here. I thought 2 weeks and then...
But I like it broken up into 2 weeks.
Right?
I could tell a major improvement from last week to this week.
Fabulous. Yeah, I felt like that too. I just felt like almost if you try to do too much at once, you're almost going to cramp and like get the... You're almost going to tighten more. It's, you don't realize how tight you are in those muscles, and you just got to warm up to it.
But